Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Nova Thoughts. I am your host, Nova Luxurious. And before we get started on this beautiful new episode, let's go ahead and get these announcements out the way. If you want to follow the Nova Thoughts Instagram, it's at Nova Thoughts, NovaThawts. If you want to follow my individual page, I'm at Nova underscore Luxurious, NovaLuxurious. I forgot to put the underscore in the middle, but you can figure that out. Yes, I have music out. My single, Love Me, Want Me, Need Me, is streaming now. Links are in all my bios. As well as I have a single, Be Down So Soon, with my groupmate, fellow singer-songwriter Crayon, called Be Down So Soon. So check us out, and yes, let's go ahead and get this show started, okay? Right. Well, I hope everybody is having a good day, night, week, weekend, wherever you are and whenever you catch this. It is that time again, holiday season. I low-key like holiday season, so I can't really front, you know, like it just sends me into a warm and fuzzy place on the inside, because I had good, you know, childhood memories of Christmas and Thanksgivings and things like that. So, and that's not a dig or anything, it's just, you know, that's just where I'm at in my life. Like, I'm sorry for the girls who had traumatic things happen to them around that time. I really am, you know, but I'll do my best to not you know, like, rub it in your face, 'cause, you know, some people can really make you feel away. Just really trying to make you, you know, be cheerful in this time, because they're cheerful. But it's like, girl, if it's not a good time for you. So I'll do my best not to be obnoxious about it, but when I'm around people like that, you know. But yeah, if I'm being honest, it sends me into a warm and fuzzy place. Like, I'm over here like planning my next grocery run, because I'm going to get some apple cider and some cocoa, and I'm gonna, like, you know, do some things like that. And you know, and just really get into, like, a good stew, a good soup, you know, because I love that in fall and in winter time and in holiday time. And I will be listening to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. You know, it's just what I do, but I'm going to do it actually around Christmas time. I'm not going to do it around Thanksgiving. I don't know why the girls started up now. I don't know. And in a way, I kind of get why. Like, the girls kind of gloss over Thanksgiving because, you know, the woke folk, us woke folk, was reminding people that Thanksgiving was really not a thankful time. Like, it was really a moment of genocide, mass genocide, and, like, stealing people's land and things. So, you know, I guess that's why now everybody's quick to go straight to Christmas. I'm kind of peeping that a little bit. I don't know if anybody else is clocking that. That's how I perceive it. It's like, oh, okay, a few girls then gave y'all some TED Talks and think pieces about the horrors of Thanksgiving and what really happened. And all of a sudden, now the girls are glossing over. As soon as Halloween is done, we're going straight into Christmas. We're preparing for Christmas. Interesting. Like, it doesn't even get that much time off anymore. I noticed that too. It's like, honey, the girls are trying to eradicate Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but at the same time, all my Thanksgivings were cute. And even though it does represent some horrible things, you know, I just feel like since Black people were not involved in all of that, I feel like Black people, we can take this time to actually be thankful for gathering with our families and having fellowship amongst, you know, those of us that are, you know, those that are closest to us. I feel like we can actually take that holiday on and, you know, make it our thing, and make, like, POCs in general, you know, because we weren't involved in all of that raping and pillaging and carrying on. You know, we didn't do all of that. So I feel like for us, I feel like we can take that holiday and appropriate it into something that actually comes from that, you know, especially with Black people. It's like, I mean, think about the slaves that, you know, were separated from their families, and you get to be in communion, in community, and in, you know, fellowshipping with your actual family members of multiple generations. Like, the slaves are smiling down on heaven, looking at that shit. Like, look at our family all together and living and looking good. Look at them, and not in chains. Yes. Like, you know, we could totally take that holiday on and give it a whole new mission statement and everything. Like, I think that needs to be something that needs to be brought up. Like, I'm just saying, I'm gonna say it here, and anybody who's listening to me, you know, spread it around, honey, because I think, especially if you're Black, spread it around, honey, you know, because I think that's something we should do and talk about. Moving right along, I guess we can get into some light mess. Let's see. I know, and I'm gonna save it for later. So let's get into some mess. This is related to it, though. We'll give a teaser. So to start it off, X-Men is coming back, y'all. It's coming back in the animated form, and they're going to basically continue where the very first animated series left off back in 1997. And I mean, I'm here for it. All the actors and actresses that are still with us, because I know we lost the actor that played Magneto, and I think the other actor that played Cyclops passed away as well. You know, we lost a few of those actors, but we can definitely, you know, the other ones can come back. Sidebar, found this out like about a few years ago. I did not know Johnny Cage from the first Mortal Kombat movie was Gambit. He voiced Gambit, and he's still with us, so he can definitely come back, because I always liked his Cajun accent. Unless, of course, he doesn't want to, they can find an actual Cajun, you know, person, actor. I don't know if there is, like, one that's working or whatever, or, you know, get an up-and-comer. I don't know, but hopefully he can come back. So, yeah, I think most of them are all coming back. That makes me smile. And, I'm just ready. I'm ready to see what it gives. I hope they, you know, I know they're going to introduce them in their same regalia that they had on, but I'm hoping that they give us, you know, options and you know, other costumes, if you catch my drift. Like, I just feel like, you know, I just feel like we can do that, you know. I feel like we can. But, you know, I get it. They're going to lead in with the nostalgia. So I'm just here for it, because I think that's the perfect idea to start the rollout of the X-Men. Do it where it began, honey. The cartoon series. That's where the X-Men really became like a global thing. Like, once that cartoon aired, honey, it was on. Because it was nothing like it. Even with the other superhero, it was just nothing like it, honey. And that was right in the middle of my childhood. So I was very thankful that I was introduced to the X-Men early. And I got to see that thing through from 92 all the way up until 97. It was literally something I did every Saturday morning. I think it came on at either 8:30 or 9 o'clock every morning, every Saturday morning. And I was ready and there. And then I think it came on again at 11, you know, before Soul Train and all them, you know, it transitioned to, you know, midday TV. So, yes. Yes. So, and it's perfect. I feel like that's the perfect way to start the rollout. And I know they're gonna like introduce the X-Men into like this next phase, these next two phases, or what are we in phase four now? About to be in phase five. So, yeah, perfect. So yeah. With that being said, the head writer of the of the now X-Men 97 series that's coming to Disney Plus, you know, had some things to say on Twitter about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which I'm going to get into later. And, you know, a lot of people are, well, not a lot of people, a few of the, you know, folks are, you know, basically acting like she's overreacting because she's, you know, she's basically like feeling how anybody with common sense would feel, like this is a sham and clearly a laugh in the face of what their, you know, supposed justice system is supposed to be. Like they totally, like this trial is a total example of racism and white privilege working, you know, in favor of the racist white supremacist, you know, to make it sound so extreme. But yes, that's exactly what it is. It's like, so y'all basically just letting white allies know, you're putting them on notice with this trial, that you can get it too. You know, you want to march out here with your little nigger friends, that's fine, you can catch a bullet too, and you can get away, and we'll let them get away with it. And this is nothing new, because it's happened before, you know, it's nothing new. So I want to be shocked, I want to be appalled, but I'm over being shocked and appalled, because when I already know what this is, and you know, I'm just waiting for the breaking point, honey. I don't know what it's gonna look like, but I hope. I don't know what I hope. I don't know. I don't know. But I know one thing: this shit can't keep happening, honey. Like, it's like y'all keep poking the beast and wanting this civil war to pop up, and it's like, why do you want that? Like, who wants to go to war? Just like, let people live. Who wants to just war? But you know, it's looking like I'm gonna have to get my wife in some hurry, honey. And I'm just gonna have to pray about it. And I'm gonna have to just pray about it, honey. Sorry for the long pause. Oof, I'm just gonna have to pray about it. Because yeah, it's gonna be necessary, and I'm just gonna have to be, if it has to come down to me being like old boy on The Walking Dead, honey, sending zombies to the great beyond while quoting scripture, I will do it. Pop, you know, in the name of freedom and not being put back in shackles and chains or strung up in a tree, I sure would. But anywho, not to make this dark and deep, Kyle Rittenhouse got away with murder. And yeah, like I said, we're going to talk about it a little bit later, because I just, actually not even, I think that was it. I don't even want to mention it no more. We'll see how I feel at the end of this episode, child. But moving right along, Lil Nas X has yet again proven how much of a marketing genius he and or his team is. You know, I think, like I always say, I think it's a collaborative effort between him and his team. So, yes, them together, they are really coming up with some really innovative ways on how to market and roll out like a major album. Even not even a major, honey, you can even do it on a smaller scale. Like, he's just really giving, you know, people new ideas on how to market themselves as artists, as musicians. It's like, yes, honey, if you can use any medium and platform you can, honey, and ride that shit to the wheels fall off. And honey, and he's doing that, and I love to see it. Like, I really do. I'm just proud of my little sis. Like, she's just really out here getting to her bag. I love it. I hope she ain't in one of them like horrible like deals or anything. Like, I hope her situation is set, or she's working towards getting her situation set. Like, just shouts out to Lil Nas X. So if you haven't seen it, I think it's on YouTube. Of course, you can always look it up on YouTube. But yes, he was on Maury. to continue promoting his Montero album, which is doing very well, by the way. And I'm just proud of this young gay black man for doing his thing, and, you know, and that. And I just want to continued success for Lil Nas X. Now, so the AMAs happened, and I looked at the performances the next morning. You know, I looked them up, and you know, Chloe did good. I like Chloe. Chloe did a good job. You know, a lot of the girls are still, like, you know, feeling ways about her musical choices, you know, because, you know, she also leaked her, you know, I guess is what's going to be her second single. And, you know, it's kind of got the same kind of trap pop, you know, kind of thing that she's doing, this pop trap R&B, you know, that she's got going on. And, you know, a lot of people, I guess, want her to really serve vocals. And, you know, I'm just seeing a lot of those comments on Twitter, like, you know, she acts like she can't sing. She acts like, you know, it's like, why is she giving us all these little... I mean, on TikTok, I saw this on TikTok. But I've been seeing it on Twitter, too. A lot of people are just kind of like, I want her to give vocals. I want her to do this and I want her to do that. And she very well may do that. But right now, you know, she's giving you cute bops, you know, to keep her name and to keep her brand buzzing. And then she's going to hit you with the album, and I'm pretty sure, or EP at least. And I'm pretty sure that's going to have a nice arrangement of music that shows her full range of talent. Like, I'm pretty sure of it. Like, but right now it's about selling. You girls have the, you know, attention spans of gnats. So, you know, you gotta keep them bopping, and then you hit them with the things. So I'm fully confident that Chloe knows what she's doing on her solo tip. So I feel like y'all should just relax and stop being so overly critical and just enjoy the art and the music for what it is, honey. You know, the girls are still mad that she's giving sultry and sexy, and they feel like she's just totally not being herself. And I'm like, no, honey. Those girls have always kind of shown who their personalities were, but of course because they were a duo, they made it a point to not over, you know, shine the other one. They made sure to give each other their respective time in the spotlight, if you will. So, you know, now that they're off doing solo things, you know, yes, she's giving you her va va voom. And then throughout the whole Ungodly rollout, she's been showing you that she's the more va va voom of the two. You know, she's the more, like, overtly sultry and sexy of the two. Like, y'all wasn't paying attention. So I don't know, but I just, you know, and she's young, she's exploring herself. Like, let her have her full moment. Like, and clearly her boss is giving her free license to be, you know, what she wants to be. I'm pretty sure they've had that talk. I'm pretty sure that Virgo said, okay, girl, you want to do this? Because once you do it, you're going to be doing it. Like, I'm pretty sure it was a conversation like that. You want to go that sexy? Okay. Well, you are 22. I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure that was a conversation. I'm pretty sure. Because once you do it, girl. That was official. That's how I was saying too. All right, because once you do it, you know they're gonna be talking. Okay, well, do it. You got my blessing. So, like, I don't understand, like, you know, why everybody is just acting so, you know, the way it is. Like, I would never have a problem with black girls who want to. Or just people, black people in general, who want to explore their sexuality and sexualness and things. Because I feel like we should, you know. But I also feel like if the public is claiming that they want, you know, people whose whole brand isn't about selling sultriness and sexiness, then, you know, when those people are out and trying to make music and things like, give them a listen. You don't give those girls a listen. You're over here worrying about the girls whose titties is out. You don't give those girls a listen that's covered up. It's a lot of them on Spotify. I give them listens. It's a lot of them that could use some streams, and, you know, could use some that y'all would really enjoy. But y'all too busy worried about what Chloe and Halle got going on, you know, or what Chloe got going on, you know, and it's your right to do so. But, you know, there are other girls out here. Give them a listen, give them a holler, give them a try. Instead of hate watching, it just sounds like, and then like it'd be, and it's, I noticed it'd be a lot of the girls and the guys and gays that claim that they'd be all about the Free Black Girl movement. They claim that they are all advocates of that. And it's just, it really is just giving jealousy. It's like, y'all are mad at this young girl. You know, she's young, she's hot, she's popping, and she's reveling in it, and you just don't like to see that. It's something that it does something to you, and you don't like that. But it's like, well, girl, but this is what we've been working towards, right? You know, I thought when we did all those think pieces about how we were so unfair to Willow Smith, I thought when the girls were finally, did the girls really give Willow Smith her proper apology? I think that's just what I want to happen. That's why I'm saying it. But, you know, I remember a few girls talking about how, you know, a lot of people were very unfair towards Willow Smith specifically. And she wasn't even trying to be overtly sexual. She was just simply not doing what y'all think stereotypical Black girls should do. You know, she shaved her head, she, you know, colored her hair, her parents didn't treat her like some little doll, you know, they just let her run around with her brothers and things, with her brother, because I don't think Trey lived with them like that, but yeah, I mean, y'all basically crucified this girl for sitting on a bed next to a boy who was shirtless, as if like that's anything uncommon amongst kids. Like, boys are always throwing, you know, taking their shirts off and shit. But y'all was crucifying her. I could go on about this, but anyway, the point is, y'all was crucifying that girl. And y'all didn't give her pro- I don't think we all gave her proper apology. Well, I didn't do all that. I was defending the little girl, but y'all was really trying to project shit on her. And how do we get on Willow Smith again? Because we were talking about somebody else. Child, it's the weed. Anyway. Let's see. What else is on the docket? Oh, I don't want to say the docket. I am not Kaya. Mm-mm. Anyway, hold on, y'all. Let me see what else is on my list. Oh, but I guess to circle back, we can just do this, honey. To circle back to, while I find my list, to circle back to Miss Girl, who's writing the X-Men. Basically, she expressed how, did I say this? Yeah, she expressed how, she just felt Kyle Rittenhouse was guilty and how this system really show that it really, what it really valued on the low. And you know, people were trying to say she was emotional and she was caring, she was doing too much. And then, you know, a lot of people, I love that a lot of the true X-Men fans remind a lot of these mainly MCU and X and Fox X-Men movie fans that the X-Men is an allegory about the civil rights movement and gay liberation and women's rights. Like, it's an allegory for disenfranchisement and working towards conquering that. So, you know, like, and the cast of characters are diverse, even though they rotate the white characters around a little bit too much for me. They focus too heavy on them, and they be creating these really wonderful, you know, wonderful black characters. And, you know, other than Storm, other than Bishop, and maybe, you know, I'm trying to think of other black characters who occasionally get a little bit more shine. You know, lately they brought Sync back into this current roster of the X-Men, so he's getting some shine. Every now and then they showcase Bling, who's one of my favorite newcomers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they create these really cool characters. Dr. Reyes is another one. Cecilia Reyes. They create these cool, diverse characters, but sometimes they don't really use them the way I think they need to use them. It's like you have this whole roster of diverse characters, and you'll pluck them in every now and then just to show that they're there and just to show that you know. But they don't really use them, and that's one thing that I feel like, especially with these writers and things that come in, you know, that's why I would, in an ideal world, I want Marvel to invest, you know, to seek out more black and POC writers for their franchises, because, you know, I feel like those writers will make it a point to showcase more of these black and brown characters, as they should. So, you know, and there, I think, oh yeah, and Tempo's another one. She's starting to get some play recently, but like, I need more. Like, I'm sorry, and I'm not sorry. I need more, you know, but we can move all the way on from that. You know, I think I've did high rant enough. What's the next? Like I said, let me get to this list. Excuse me, y'all. Let me take a 5-second break, because I also need to blow my nose, because of course every time I get on this thing, my sinuses does this thing and I gotta blow my nose. So give me 5 seconds. Yeah, we can go ahead and talk about it. So, more developing news with Travis Scott. The girls are suing. As I knew they would, they're suing and they want millions, honey. And girl, I don't know. I just don't know, honey. Oof. Yeah, they're suing. He's gonna have to really be working all his life to pay these folks off. Because they're suing, and as they should. You allow that to happen. You were, I know some people are trying to say, don't blame him. It was the promoters. It was this. Everybody's to blame. The promoters are to blame. You know, security is to blame. Everybody's to blame, because y'all allowed this to get out of hand, and then when it got out of hand, you couldn't do anything about it. And the one person that could have did something about it, i.e. Travis Scott, was too busy talking about, nah, y'all know how I get down, I don't stop. And it's like, bitch, people are getting crushed, girl, you might want to stop. Now you got a lawsuit on your hands, you got multiple lawsuits coming, and the first one just came, and they want a hefty coin, honey. They want a nice couple of mil, honey. They want a hefty coin, honey. And they've come to collect. So, and I'm praying that those families get every bit as coin as they can. I'm praying to get all the coin. Because, yeah. You was a whole bitch for that. Letting them people die. Because you don't stop. You keep the party going. Girl. Anyway. So yeah, the girls are suing. The girls are coming for their coin, honey. The family's saying they want everybody's coin. And especially you booking agents. Oh baby, a few of y'all, but whoever that booking agent and all them, or you know, whoever the girls who's in charge of booking, you know, everything in the venue and all that. A lot of y'all about to go out of business. I'm sorry, honey, but you got to pay up. Or y'all got to start booking a whole lot of events and giving large portions of that to these families every year. Y'all better work something out. Make them partner of the company or something, bitch. And keep them a hefty check coming in. For Alpha. As long as you in business, bitch. Honey, this That don't make no motherfucking sense, honey. For people to die like that. And then y'all cramming people in. You know, y'all gonna learn. Stop being greedy, honey. Stop thinking about the coin and the coin only, honey. Because now you got to pay all that coin to those folks. See what happens when you're greedy? All that coin that you thought you was about to pocket, it's got to go to those families. Give it to them. Now. Yeah, that's, I'm rooting for the families, honey. Get all your coin. So I keep seeing posts about all these anti-vaxxers who, you know, they starting out strong. This is all a hoax, it's all that. And now as the posts progress, they die. And I just want to say, I feel no ways. Fucked up as it sounds, I feel no ways. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud, but I don't. I'm sorry. A little bit. Because, you know, I'm, as much as I am tired of seeing people dying, at the same time, you know, like, choices, you know what I mean? And you chose that. So, and you know, you chose to be ignorant and be that girl, and you was just gonna go wherever you was gonna go with your face free and not giving a damn, and you got caught up, and it was like, well, girl, you know, this disease is actually happening. Like, regardless of what everybody is saying, the hospitals are actually crowded and people are actually dying, and are you know, and you're just gonna go out there in that bad weather like that? Well, girl, you know, hey. So I'm just saying, y'all, you know, I still feel no ways. I just see them and I'm just like, well, dang. Another one. You know, God forgive me. That's all I have to say about it. Because that's where I'm at with it. It's like, anyway, we'll move on. But speaking of idiots, so apparently Trump supporters were waiting for the return of JFK and his son. Like, I did see that, and I was meaning to do, I was going to do like a little mini episode and just let that be a topic, because I really was just going to roast the hell out of these people. But what the fuck? So like, what? Y'all really sat outside at the spot where JFK was assassinated and awaited his return and the return of his also dead son? Like, how were they returning, and returning in what manner? Because both of these men, and I'm trying to remember were either of them cremated or buried. These men have been dead for considerable amounts of time. Like, Kennedy, if not 60, almost 60 years ago, and Junior 20 years ago. Like, and none of their deaths were pretty, so if they're coming back as is or as was, assuming that they didn't rot further, assuming that they weren't cremated, you know, I'm not trying to see that. Like, JFK Sr. had the whole back of his head blown off, like, honey, cleared, okay? And Junior died in a plane crash in water, and his body was sitting in water for like a considerable amount of time. So once again, not a pretty sight. I'm not trying to see it. So I'm good. And even if they came back whole, what did you do to get back here? Like, what type of tricks did you pull in the afterlife, bitch? Like, what's tea and what are we in for? Why are you here? Is this even you, bitch? Is this a shape-shifting demon or something, bitch? Like, I have questions. But the most important question I have is, why did you just really sit out there and believe that was gonna happen? Like, at this point, I think they're trolling. I think that these girls are just trolling, and they're just wasting the people's time and money keeping up mess, because that don't make no motherfucking sense. It honestly doesn't. Like, none at all. Girl. Maybe they'll do something more constructive, like believe that they can fly off cliffs. Like, maybe that'll be the tea, the next one. Let's hope for something like that. Just, girl, fly like an eagle, bitch. Going back to Disney Plus, Hawkeye is coming on this week. Yes. I'm probably not gonna give like full reviews. I'm always gonna give y'all just a nice little summarization. But that's definitely the one that I want to check out again. I want to see what's tea with this. You know, I love the Disney Plus series, and I just can't wait. Like, especially with the X-Men coming through, I know they're gonna give us some good, like, you know, one-offs or you know, reoccurring series. So, you know, because X-Men has like so many stories, like live action, you can do animated. Like, I think with the X-Men, they should take a page from like DC, like, because DC has some great animated movies, like, and they do like different time periods. They jump to different specific storylines, or they just have like a random one that they come up with, you know, and just, you know, I love it, especially like with their Justice League, like, and shit. Like, they really do give good, like, animated storylines or animated series and movies and shit. So, like, I'm hoping that that's what they do with the X-Men and Disney Plus. Like, I'm really hoping, like, they give, like, good. Like, I want to, like, Krakoa, like the giant size X-Men, like, what, how Storm and Wolverine and Colossus and Nightcrawler joined the team, that whole story, that needs to be one movie in itself, an animated movie, specifically. It could actually be three parts. It could be part of, like, Deadly Genesis. You can get the Krakoa, and then you can get when it all came out that was a whole nother team prior to the one that, you know, that Storm, Wolverine, and Nightcrawler were on. Like, you know, they can talk about Darwin's team, and like, they can do the whole nine. Like, I would love to see it. Like, I really would. So was it God Loves, Man Kills is another one. Or that could just be a full MCU movie, high key. Like, high key, that could just be a movie, but it could also be a series or a show, or like a, you know, or like a animated movie. It could be either, it could go either way. Anyway, Hawkeye, I can't wait to see it. So, yes, I think I'm done ranting and raving. And since I don't really want to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse anymore, what do I want my final thought to be? I could talk about the whole Julius Jones situation. Now, I haven't done much reading up on it. All I know is he's on death row in Oklahoma, and it's been proven that he's innocent and that he was not linked to whatever crime they linked him to, because, you know, once again, police officers do not do their jobs, and they're just quick to put black people in jail. Like, the governor is still refusing to pardon this man, and he's like up to be killed very soon. And so, like, it's basically a state sanctioned murder. And juxtaposed to Kyle Rittenhouse, who actually murdered two people and severely injuring a third, and he got to go free. So, and apparently that's about to spark a Department of Justice investigation, in which if they find, you know, things to be fucked up, he's going to court, to federal court, and honey, they're thorough, but let's just hope they do it under this administration, because honey, bitch ass Joe Biden over here talking about, well, the verdict is the verdict and we just gotta respect that, and it's just like, no bitch, we don't. Like, no, we don't have to respect it. I don't respect that verdict. That whole trial was a shit show and a three-turd circus. Kyle, the judge, and Kyle's defense lawyer. Just three turds sitting there in cahoots. This motherfucker reading cookie catalogs on the bench, and got his Trump anthem ringtone just blazing whenever with people calling him. Like, everybody can go to hell in that combination. You know, it was a blatant display of bias. It was everything that I know as a black person know and have seen capable of white America and this American ideal and all that. Like, it is everything right there. It's like, yep, there it is. To all the people that are claiming that they're so outraged by this, you all can suck a dick. This has been going on. I'm tired of y'all coming out every year when a situation similar to this happens and acting like you were so outraged that it happened, even though it happened last year and the year before that 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 and the year before that. So I'm over the act. Don't say it around me, because I'm gonna pop you. I'm over it. I'm tired of seeing, like I said earlier, I don't know, something got to give. Okay, and I'm really just praying. I'm just praying that you mess with somebody that shoots back. I'm praying that all of you crazy racists, Trump supporter, MAGA, all you motherfuckers, Proud Boys, Tiki Torch carrying bitches, all you motherfuckers, Karens, I really am just praying and manifesting and hoping that you get swift results and justice from your actions. Like, honey, you start running into people that are licensed to carry. You start running into people that, hey, they just don't give a fuck. And, you know, been looking for one of y'all to try it. I'm hoping you run into those people, and I'm hoping they give it to you. I'm hoping they give you all the work, because you deserve it. It's what you've been craving. You've been wanting this to happen. You know. So that's what I want. I just want you to get. I want you to fuck around and find out immediately. Hell, I don't even mind if they wait a few days, let you think you have it, and then bloop. Nope. I even like that approach. I'm gonna make this motherfucker think he done won, and then I'm gonna get him when he least expect. Like, I want that for you. I want that all for y'all. You know, y'all want the civil, like I said, y'all want the civil war to pop off so bad. I don't know why. Y'all was having heart attacks and strokes climbing the White House, getting to the White House. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why you want to really put it to the test. Like, you do realize that there are black people who went to the military. There are black people who are licensed to carry. There are black people and brown people who don't mind. All they waiting for is for honestly, for the flag to be waved and for the word to be said, honestly. They just don't want to do it because they know the system is the way it is, and they know that y'all are trying to throw everything at them for just doing that. So I get why people are hesitating. But understand something, though. If y'all really trying to get this war popping, I don't think you want it like that. And I just don't want to go to nobody's war. I honestly don't. I want to eat some good food. I want to kiss cute boys, and men. Oh, excuse me, cute men. But all y'all act like boys. You know, rub on some booties, and you know, consensual, of course, all consensual. Smoke some good weed and live my life and make music and do shows and get paid for my art. And have fun with my life and continue watching my brother, you know, be the person that he is, continue watching and observing my mom be the badass that she is, and continue watching my dad grow old with grace as much as he can, because he, you know, he partied a lot in the 80s and it's catching up to him. So, you know, that's what I want. I'm not really trying to be out here going into a civil war because you motherfuckers don't like the fact that a black man was president and black people want their rights still. Like, get the fuck over y'all. Like, I'm so over it. I really am. I'm over it. So I just want, I want y'all to really start getting the results that you deserve and you ultimately need. I want you to fuck around and find out. That's what I want. That's my final thought. That is it. That is the message. I felt that. I hope y'all received that too. Because, yeah. Like, you know. I'm not a militant and extremely violent person. But, bitch, I'm a survivor. You know, so if this has to pop off, trust me, honey, I'm from the country. I know terrain. I know how to get around. And even though I may not have a license to carry, I know how to shoot. So, you know. But yes, that's just a note to self, because the way these girls are acting, honey, we might have to all do that. And that's just crazy. I want to have the choice to not have a gun. You know, I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't want to have to carry one because motherfuckers are psycho. I'm really not trying to be that girl. But anywho. So that was my final thought, y'all. I'm not going to rant and rave any longer. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to me, honey, to listen to me ramble on these thoughts in my head, honey. Thank y'all once again. If you want to follow me, hold on, wait, we're going to do this on a proper outro. All right. Thank y'all once again for tuning in to Nova Thoughts. Once again, I'm your host, Nova Luxurious. And like I said, if you want to follow the Nova Thoughts Instagram, it's at Nova Thoughts, NovaThawts. If you want to follow my individual page, at Nova_Luxurious, NovaLuxurious. I put it in there this time. And once again, I have music out. My single, Love Me, Want Me, Need Me, is streaming now. My single with the Good Time Girls, Vidal Sassoon, is also streaming now. Links are in all of my bios. Also, follow me on TikTok. I am doing wonderful on TikTok, honey. I'm almost at 30K. I think I've just made 30K. And followers, and I like to thank all of my 30K followers. I love you all, or my mutuals, excuse me. Because, you know, we don't do that over here. Over there on TikTok, honey, it's your mutual. So thank you to all my mutuals. And I'm at 1 million likes, so your girl is over here making waves on these TikTok streets. So yes, get into it. And, you know, thank y'all once again. Like, have a good rest of your night, day, morning, evening, weekend, week. And catch you on the next episode. Yeah.